This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop, we've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
The Rise Guys Morning Show with Matt Mann.
You don't know what hard times are, Daddy. Hard times are when the textile workers around this country are out of work and they got four or five kids and can't pay their wages, can't buy their food. That's hard times, baby.
Paige. I love running, mainly out of patience.
And Fat Boy.
Call me crazy, but I thought when you step on a scale, it's not supposed to bleed.
The Rise Guys every morning. 93-minute rep blocks all day.
3.3. Paige, I know you didn't. You saw the music portion,
which was,
I think, the night before.
Yeah, it was really good.
The Saturday Night Live 50. And, you know, for, I would say, like, a lot of our demographic, probably Saturday Night Live is not a big thing.
Which is
the younger
sad.
Version. I think, I mean, it, but it's sad because it means so much to, and it's just like our parents. Like, you should respect Dick Clark.
I was thinking American Bandstand.
Yeah, man. Right. Oh, like, yeah. When, you know.
Soul Train.
The whole thing about Dick Clark, you know, the older he got, and, you know, he would not stop doing the ball drop thing. And I remember my mom heard one morning where we were playing the audio, and she's like, you shouldn't make fun of Dick Clark. He was part of my childhood.
It got a little awkward toward the
maybe
end.
Maybe teenage years. I wouldn't say childhood.
Oh, bless her heart.
Ethan.
She thinks she's going to drop kick your knees.
Lord. She just knocked the crap out of me with her walker.
She grabbed you with the nose and
she used her the little thing she used to pick stuff up off the floor and just grabbed me
with the claw.
The claw.
Yeah. Right in the face.
Those things are great. When I had to get my hip surgery done, I had one of those, by God. Hell
yeah. Pull yourself up without
it. I like Mr. Crab walking around down
there.
I'd
take one right now.
Yeah.
I don't know if you want to start with who wasn't there or maybe.
Okay, I would say, like, what's his name? Garrett. Garrett Morris.
Garrett Morris, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I didn't know he was still alive.
Yeah, I knew he was still with us.
I knew, but so they, you know, they cut away and they come back and he's sitting in a chair because apparently, you know, I mean, how old he is. I mean, first season, 75. So.
I looked it up. I think he's 88. Okay. Just turned.
So he's got, you know, sitting in a chair and he's still very animated though, the way he was introducing. I thought that little short they played there with Bellucci was just one of the best things. I mean, I'd seen it before, but like.
It was great.
It's just so.
But it was creepy the way it started, like eerie.
I know, but that's what was cool. Like it was kind of like SNL really like broke down the whole. I mean, it's certainly not improv, and neither is improv. If you really know, improv is not real improv. They have their little trigger words that they know they bounce off of each of them. But it's just the fact they're doing it on live television. And, you know, for years I always heard that Lorne Michaels would get pissed if you broke character. But now I think he's kind of bent on that. Like, you know, the audience actually enjoys it when you corpse. You know,
corpse.
You're corpsing up there. You're laughing during the bit.
Well, I guess, you know, Jimmy Fallon's notorious for doing it. in every
sketch.
You know,
they did not feature him very much at all, and I appreciated that because I'm not a fan. I mean, it looks like maybe the – I've heard he's not nice, but that's what Paige was saying earlier, all these people that, you know, for years was always the golden people you found out were like real pricks backstage.
Well, it showed,
and I'm not just talking about Ellen.
Yeah, but you know, people have bad days. I've heard that some so-and-so has been horrible to other people, and they were extremely nice to me.
Yes.
It's, well, his show now is geared towards a much younger, which I guess it has to be, right?
I mean, I don't know.
To kind of survive it now.
I don't know. But he wasn't featured much on there, which I figured would be because of the whole NBC monster. I was shocked. Okay, where was Dan Aykroyd? Where was Danny Aykroyd?
The most, look, I watched the first two seasons, every episode. He carried the show. He was in a lot of stuff.
He was funny.
And just then, not there?
I followed Chevy Chase on Instagram, and he was there, but they
I saw him in the audience.
Okay, wow. I was
on
doing that thing where I would...
Because I watched on some of the stuff on YouTube.
That studio's never looked that big before. Like, they had all the lights on.
I've been there. It's really small.
Oh, wow.
Really small.
Wow. You really did.
And it looks...
That's awesome.
I took a tour, and it looks way bigger on TV. I don't know. Like, you could stand on the main stage and, like, touch the whoever's doing the music, like, hand to hand.
Huh.
It's real small.
Well... But, I mean, it was like, dude, that is Cher, and obviously that turned out to be Cher, and I'm like, that's Kevin Costner sitting beside her. Like, this is like...
What are you talking about?
This is like We Are the World, you know? Like, where's Huey Lewis? The DeBarge family? Where's
Chico?
Where's Chaka Khan? Where's, you know? And you see all these, like, Reverend Al Sharpton. Like, what is this hodgepodge of people?
It was odd that he was there.
I'll tell you, I wrote down something I thought, because I was expecting, they kind of toyed around with it in the media, like expect some big surprises and stuff. And there was a surprise that I didn't say, because I'm, you know, not the, oh yeah, this is going to happen. But I was like, I had a feeling about something, and it didn't happen.
It didn't happen.
I thought they were going to have Kanye on there.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
The reference to it was great.
Oh, well, which one? Like, dude, they had Kim on there.
I didn't recognize her at first.
She's really funny.
By God, I did.
She's great.
She was, I was going to say, like, she did a really good job. I mean, she didn't do anything very much. But
she was good on there when she hosted.
I thought so. She kind of was, you know, making light of herself and her family. I thought she was real genuine.
Yeah.
I really liked the Lorraine Newman bit. I just didn't wish, like, I don't put the Chad bit with it. Like, it was a good.
It's not everything has to.
Yeah, like
filter.
Just like a memorial piece, man. Just of
she stays out of the.
She really does.
She's one that again. I thought she had passed. I had no idea Lorraine Newman was still alive.
Well, like she wasn't featured as much in the original run, but you know, like really heavily for the reunion.
Yeah,
Jane Curtin, I didn't know was there until the very end.
I know the very end. Her and another older lady that was on there. So
where were you guys at?
Eddie Murphy, how many MFs did he say? I know he said two.
Eddie Murphy was the star of the show.
Dude.
Which he usually is, but
like that what a treasure freaking Eddie Murphy. What happened to those years when he was just like what were those years where he was only doing like PG rated stuff? Like he's great when he's filthy. He's lame when he's not. I mean, like, white guy opinion. That's just the way I feel. When he was making, now.
It's just air donkey.
You know, some of those, like, I even enjoyed the, pardon me, the Nutty Professor reference. I thought that was freaking, like, I popped so hard for that. The Hercules thing.
Oh, I got that too, man.
Oh,
we got
man.
To play it when we come back.
That was, oh, we got a break.
Yeah, got to, but yeah, I got that.
I just.
He was the.
Good. Most of the people texting in really liked it, too.
I didn't think the Jeopardy bit was good. It could have been better.
What was the ending? The thing with Tom Hanks?
I know he had done that character before, where he's like the MAGA type of, you know, the implied, you know, racial ambiguities there as far as what he may or may not say.
Right.
But it fell flat when he didn't want to shake his hand, or he was kind of backing away from Keenan when he walked toward him.
I didn't know what the ending was.
They didn't know how to react to it.
Yeah, it was kind of... Oh, the audience didn't.
And they're all famous people.
Yeah.
You thought they'd laugh at, you know, like, they just didn't know how to handle it.
Yeah, but there's no guidebook for social stigmas. It's just like if one person on X thinks it's bad and a bunch of people follow behind, then now it's bad.
I hate the whole Ryan Reynolds thing.
He's a little overexposed, I think.
Well, his wife, the whole thing. I don't believe her anyway. So there you go. You bullied Baldoni.
Why do you not like her?
I hope he wins. This whole thing, this whole Baldoni Blake Lively thing that's been going on forever. They're not going to go to.
I've been hearing about that, and that God. Other people were dragged into it.
Dude, this thing is blowing up.
It's crazy.
And they don't go to trial until 2026. You got to hear about it all the way through the year. And I'm not talking
about it at all.
Oh my! Didn't like
Steve Baldoni?
No, but no offense to you, you might have your head in the sand. Because this thing has gone beyond just entertainment news.
Huh.
It's like mainstream news now. It dominates.
Well, I try
hostile
to...
Hostile environment that she, you know...
People get sucked into the vortex of her saying that she's not a good person. And I've read stuff, but you know...
Yeah.
It's just like this thing is people really taking sides.
But what... Just quickly, like what is...
He directed a movie they did together, Baldoni. Yeah. She was saying that he harassed her. He's like, no, I got receipts. I got text messages. It's a whole big thing back and forth.
Okay. Wow.
To where you really have to pick a side.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, I maybe purposefully try to, like, dodge all those because I'm like, it's weird to, like, the who's the kicker?
I hate that I know it.
I remember that first allegation came out for the kicker.
Justin Tucker?
Yes.
Now there's more coming
dude,
out.
Dude, I know. And I'm like, God, for a split second, I was like, I felt for you. Like, I thought it was like you maybe flirted with a girl, she took it the wrong way. And I could, because when you hear of allegations, you suddenly are like, that son of a bitch. Even though
those spas say that they weren't complaints filed against him officially and he wasn't banned, it's a numbers thing. Like with Deshaun Watson. I mean, yeah, what, 22 plus? I mean, come on.
Yeah, and he's about to lose his job too.
Everybody's lying.
So it's just a weird world. But see, I think I do try to dodge those because I'm like, I don't want to think until they're found guilty. Maybe I don't want to even, because you know, there was that time during COVID with all this stuff where you like, there were sexual harassment claims about this person, I think. Yeah. And that's an awful way.
I have to know everything
about that. And who do you believe, you know?
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop, assemble, and bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
The best. And now it's time for the best damn audio.
Yes, sir. Here we are. It's a battle to make you laugh. That's it.
Really is. I don't think we keep score. No. I can't tell you who won.
I've won the last four, but I'm not keeping up with that for any particular reason.
We've been done for?
I think you're getting better and better. It's an equal duel.
It's fun to do because you see these things, and now you know we have you, the listeners, the P1, sending us and tagging us in these different things, and it's
a lot of good stuff.
It's been a hoot.
And the winner is going to get his ass kissed today. Literally.
That's right. You have to join the Kiss Your Ass Club. You have to kiss your own ass.
Kiss his ass.
Happy Hanukkah.
If you can.
Who wants to start? We got to flip a coin like they did on the Super Bowl?
I will defer my option. You can start.
Okay, I'll start first then. This one, I know somebody's going to take issue with it. I already know they are. But I'll just tell you what's happening here. Donald Trump is appearing with Benjamin Netanyahu.
You
know, from the search engine site.
Mm. They're going to rebuild the Gaza Strip.
Netanyahu, old Bibi. And after they met, they were doing a press conference. And this is Donald Trump, I think, handling this with grace. But others might say otherwise. Listen to this.
Uh-oh.
Go ahead.
My name is Aziz Karimi, Afghan Safar Poman, as I expectation from you. Do you have any plan to change Afghanistan's situation? Are you able to recognize Taliban? Because I'm an Afghan journalist, Afghan Safar Poman. Any comment about Afghanistan? What's your future plan for Afghan people, especially Afghan?
I have a little hard time understanding you. Where are you from?
Oh.
Actually, it's a beautiful voice and a beautiful accent. The only problem is I can't understand a word you're saying. But I just say this. Good luck. Live in peace. Go ahead, please.
He's probably doing that move where he looks off to the side and points. Like, who can hear?
The backtracking, though, you could hear it, and it was nice. Like, he realized, like, I maybe shouldn't have said, I don't understand you. But you have a nice accent. I like it. Where are you from? I thought that was handled nice.
Live in peace. Don't you feel like you kind of heard what she said? Or at least parts of it.
Yeah. Like, how are you going to take care of Afghanistan?
A coy way to answer it. He did tell her good luck.
Live in peace. Live in peace. Good luck.
Yeah. So that was from right before Valentine's Day.
I will say this. He'll take any question. Like, he'll answer all of them.
He's not being as snippy with the news people lately. So that's I mean, you true. Really don't need that. I mean, like, you know, most of them, they're just
barely there to do their job. They're not there to do anything that.
Yeah. But he will tell you, like, that was a stupid question. I kind of appreciate that, too.
That was dumb.
It's a dumb question. Where are you from? Stupid. You have a nice voice.
You should kick your editor who made you ask that question.
Well, what's a milk? Milk is it's a common thing people fight over.
Milk?
If you leave the milk out.
Oh, yeah, I can see that.
If it's going to snow.
Or someone made you smell it and it smelled bad.
Well, going back to the milk, like, you know, if there's not enough for the next person to use.
Yeah.
Here's you can tell this argument gets a little, and it's short, but it gets a little more intense because at the end, he's actually lunging toward the guy who's filming it. Now, it starts off hot and heavy because the guy who's filming it is antagonizing the guy about the milk.
Wow.
Is this in a grocery store or in their home?
No, this is in the home.
Oh, wow.
Maybe the guy just woke up. He's walking around in his shorts.
Yeah.
He's bare-chested. Mm-hmm. No shirted.
Okay.
And it kind of ensued from there.
Don't drink all the milk, man.
Don't tell me what the f*** you're doing. This is the first time I done had some.
You had syrup before.
No, I haven't.
Why your bowl was so damn swole like that, bro? Don't drink all that milk. I'm dead-ass serious, bro.
Kristen, let me tell you something.
Why your bowl was so damn swole like that, bro?
Did you buy any motherfucking milk? Did you buy any motherfucking milk?
He's going after him to choke him, dude.
I've had roommates before.
And that's not a rhetorical question. Did you buy any MF and milk?
I mean, it's the way it flows right with, like, got milk.
And I understand why you would be angry with someone who eats all your food and drinks all your milk.
If you have a wife, ask her. Did you buy any MF and milk?
Are you you'd never buy milk?
I had a girlfriend whose parents would pour the milk into a white pitcher and put it in the refrigerator.
Oh, like a ceramic?
They would pour it out of the carton and put it into a different.
I'm not sure about that because that's not fresh.
I didn't think so.
I would think you would want to keep it because it's a dairy product. You want to keep it fresh with a tight lid.
Yeah.
Just me being a germaphobe.
That's just always wide.
Like a little butter tray, like leave it in the container.
Yeah. Little butter tray.
Put it back in where it's fresh.
You go if you want. You can
me go get
it. Yeah, we'll go back.
Go ahead. Okay.
So, have you flown recently? Well, it's almost like, pardon, Paige. It's almost like going to Walmart. You're expecting something to happen. And, you know, things might be going awry when you're sitting there and you have to bite your tongue. But sometimes someone speaks up and it's just, well, the funniest thing you might hear all day. Listen to this.
Whoever is farting, don't fart, please. It smells bad.
It's just like a public service announcement. He was farting, Paige.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Whoever's farting, please stop. It stinks.
Yeah.
It took someone bold and...
it's so bad.
Someone had to say it.
Someone had to say something. So whoever's doing it, please stop.
If someone's farting, please.
It's very pungent.
By all means, stop.
You know, I've never experienced those, like, smelled like BO or farting or anything in a plane. Thank God.
No.
Sweet Jesus. You've never sat by the bathroom.
Usually yes, I have.
That's where you want to sit, right?
No, you do not.
I sit there. Woo! No, that's the worst.
That's the worst.
Because you like get the last one to go you on, get last the, one off.
Ugh. You get the wapes of something that died in there.
Wow. Hopefully the bad guy.
The guy who goes to a group situation and volunteers to be last is probably the same guy who wants to sit near the bathroom.
What, like a gangbang?
Maybe. You know, I like to highlight a commercial. From time
you're
to time.
You're winning by now, right now, according to the text, by the way. Congratulations.
Well, this
I mean,
one
I'll
here.
Get you on this last one, though.
You might. But this one, I like to highlight a business when we can, you know, like trying to help everybody out.
Yeah.
Small business. If you want to buy a trailer, I don't know why you would go anywhere else but this guy right here.
Ooh, I can't wait.
He lays it out for you.
He's on fire.
Hi, I'm Robert Lee. I own Coleman Liquidation. I sell mobile homes. I'm not gonna waste your time. I'm gonna tell it just like it is. These are mobile homes, not mansions. They come in two pieces. If that's what you're looking for, that's what I got. They're used. Some of them have stains. We cover that up. A bouncer in Birmingham hit me in the face with a crescent wrench 5 times. And my wife's boyfriend broke my jaw with a fence post. So if you don't buy a trailer from me, it ain't gonna hurt my feelings.
He is a cowboy.
So come on down to Coleman Liquidation and get yourself a home. Or don't. I don't care.
That's the best.
It got stains.
What does he look like? I want to know.
He's a tall, skinny
dude.
He got
stains.
Does he have a long mustache?
No, but he features a crew.
Like Sam Elliott for some reason.
And the girl who cleans him is just smoking him. Like she's just smoking in the commercial.
She's smoking in the commercial.
That's the girl who cleans him.
If he sounded and looked like Sam Elliott in that commercial,
we've got trailers.
These are not mansions. They come in two pieces.
Gronk, you dummy. I'm done in, you dumb bastard.
God bless. You won. There ain't even no reason for me to do this last
one. Oh, I think we each got one left that we want to rant. You know what? Can I do this? I'll give you the last one. I hate to double up, but...
God, go ahead. You've won.
That was the best.
You're creaming me right now.
Oh.
Not in the cool way.
This one here is hilarious to me. I keep going back and watching it.
Okay.
It's a grandma who wants to watch wrestling.
Oh, God, that's what
grandma.
You've been
I'm
teasing
her grandma.
With.
But her TV is, you know, giving her fits.
On the fritz.
So she takes it out on her grandson to fix it for her. And, well, the following happens.
Motherfucker, this is bullshit. Fix my TV, Jake.
What happened? Why did I just... You pressed the wrong button on your...
I pressed on the damn thing. I was watching Monday Night Raw. And all of a sudden it done this shit. And I can't get it back.
Try pressing the menu button on it.
What menu button? I don't see no menu button. You know more about this motherfucking shit than I do. Son of a bitch. Sitting here getting ready to watch my Monday Night Raw and it just started coming on. And this shit pops up. Now why? 7. Then I ain't even supposed to be on 7. It's still no f***ing signal. No signal. See, that's what it does.
God, I can't tell you who that
I
reminds me of.
I
want to
know what she looks like.
She looks like hell.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle.
With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
I've seen that happen once. That was the Nature Boy Ric Flair.
Who didn't wash his hands before he grabbed the bar?
You're standing there, whether it be at a wall of urinals or one of those trough type things, which makes me feel like a farm animal.
I've washed my joint before and forgot to wash my hands. I did it backwards.
So, and you see them go from penis to handle, quite simply. Maybe glance into the mirror. Maybe even take that same penis hand and run their fingers back through their hair to readjust.
She's going to go in the bathroom and start licking the doors now.
And then you're going to watch that same guy beer belly up to the bar and just go from penis to handle to peanuts.
Yep.
Yeah, baby. I like a nasty man.
Well, that's a fussing voice if I ever heard one. Save that one.
For real. Like, whatever you just embodied into your soul just then.
Man.
I'm just saying for
like you.
Penis to handle, and that'll bring it to her.
Like a, like a big butch prisoner. Like the fresh meat's coming in.
Don't change a thing.
What is it, you know, like with a man in prison, they're like, don't drop the soap. With a woman, with it, don't you fall on your back and spread your legs wide open.
Don't you do it.
I want to go to your... This is really gross, but can I speak?
Do it.
All right.
Do it.
I want to go to your house and make sure that you got dirty sheets.
God. God Lord.
Oh, your towels are real nasty in your bathroom.
Oh my God. Are you feeding lines? Like, what's going on?
No, I'm just covering my face.
Those are the things I look for.
You're like Carl's sister.
Oh, I want to make sure your sponge stinks.
What in the world?
Why did that sound so foul?
Why is that a sponge?
I'm telling you about this. These are houses that I've been to. growing up, like in high school and stuff. God. You know. They're gross people.
You ever use a man's pumice stone to do your nails?
No.
Let me make sure you got a brown loofah.
Oh, yeah. Keep talking.
God bless, almighty. Man. Like, yeah, man, you like, I'm trying to, did that come from, like, did you go to a dude's house and his sheets were dirty?
Yes.
Oh, God.
They don't ever change them, though, right? I mean, I don't know if that would stop you from, you know, having
a good
time.
If that's a masculine thing, that's where I'm effeminate. I like good smelling sheets, crisp, nice clean sheets.
It wasn't a boyfriend. It was just, you know, we were all hanging out together. You know,
it was like an orgy.
Yeah.
I'll get the rubber sheets out. Get these nasty ones out.
No, it was more like, hey, come over to my house and let's.
No, that's not the voice. Get back to
that.
Yeah,
but that's
voice.
A different person.
Listen. Oh, it's a different person. Yeah. You hear this?
Yeah. Yeah, it's a dude.
Right. Let me get you back into it, ready? Penis to handle. Penis to handle.
Penis to handle. Hey, I want to go in your. Wait a minute.
I'm not going to look at you because I don't want to laugh.
Okay.
Penis to handle. Penis to handle.
I have this character of this guy. I want to go in your refrigerator and make sure that nothing is fresh. I want some dirty food and some tainted milk.
I want some of your.
She's like Mrs. Yuck. Remember the little sticker?
Mrs. Yuck sticker.
Do the face.
Oh, wait a minute. Hey,
that was Bane.
I thought she just struck out. Bane. You got to do it.
Oh, my God.
You got a video of that face.
I can't. Okay, that's in trouble. Trump almost got in trouble for doing that.
I was
making it look like you got electrocuted, it might be okay.
That's the lady that does this first. Look.
Before the other. Punches herself in the mouth with a side fist, Paige? What was that?
Put her tongue out?
Yeah, she'll do that.
I want to make sure your butter stinks.
Before the other. Like, she doesn't know you, but that's okay.
Oh, my God.
I got a new character.
What the hell happened?
I don't know.
Can you please cast me as this woman in a movie?
God, that's going to happen now. You can write a movie around that chick.
I could. She don't care.
There's at least an SNL
bit. I'm
going to
get me mine.
God. Dirty Towels, the movie.
That's so nasty.
I want to pick up all the hair out of your shower drain with my big toe.
Oh, yeah. What a hair in the shower. Mmm, that's hot.
Oh, my God, man. Oh, my God.
I'm sorry.
I want to hold my...
I know. I don't want to, like, top... Or not that I could.
I want to hold my hand down there so when you shave, I can catch them all and wear it like a mustache.
Oh, my God. I'm not for lack of words right now. I'm just like, I got permagrin and it kind of hurts right now.
I want to use your toothbrush and look at your toothpaste tube and know that you haven't used much of it because it's all crusted over.
God.
I'm thinking this is what she does when she goes to a man's house. But she does this little character voice, but it's really what she's doing.
Look at your house.
Man. Oh, you know, that is a woman thing to, like, you know, after she's been to your house a time or two, she will just pop open that refrigerator, with a little bit of freedom. But that's a thing. She's looking at the expirations and stuff.
She is.
Yeah.
Seeing how often you've...
How much alcohol is in there versus actual food. Like how many old pizza boxes and everything is in there.
I want to look at your toilet and make sure it don't look like a Hershey's hug on the inside. Oh.
I want rings on my finger, not on your toilet.
That is perfect.
My God, Paige. What a nice recovery from what it do yesterday.
Oh, my God. What a clip. What I do.
What I do.
What I do.
Oh, I'm sorry. Jesus. In a week and a half.
I want to make your toilet look like it's got freckles. I'm going to make your toilet look like Blake Griffin's face. It's got freckles everywhere.
This is why I'm single. I'm sorry.
No. That's... They should have you at those. They still do the pep rallies at Walmart in the morning.
Yes. I need a dirty man.
They don't even play music.
When I used to deliver things to Walmart, obviously previous job, I would go in there and they would be doing their circle, not a jerk, but a meeting. And they would all just like a pep. They're just pep rallying for the day of Walmart. Even the greeter would come in and get all riled out.
God, nice. we Paige
probably
is killing
birthdays of the month.
Killing people on text.
I'm sorry.
Don't sorry.
Somebody had to actually pull
so
over
tired.
Again.
Just got to remember that somehow that it's a little bit of hung voice, but it's a little bit of female gym teacher.
Somebody text, what kind of rice does this character like?
She likes the good and dirty.
And dirty rice. Oh, God.
Yeah.
What's up, Bojangles?
Some people.
I like when it's got the sausage in it a little bit.
Bad boy.
This is my sister, by the way.
I like a man with greasy hair.
We clean houses.
She's coming on the tail end of it now. I like a man with greasy hair. What?
We go clean the house and she inspects everything else.
I like a man that uses homemade pomade, if you know what I mean. I'm talking about licking his fingers real good and just going through the hair.
I like a man that has armpits that kind of smell like onion.
That might be a shoe.
You're killing me, woman. You are killing me. Good Lord.
You know, the hell with country mama. Or whatever her name is. You can do the stage now.
Wonderful grandma?
Country grandma, whoever the hell it is.
Wow.
Southern mama, yeah. The hell with gender Billy, too. You can outdo them both. Southern mama. She likes onion. Her pits smell like onions.
Yeah, I can't really criticize this guy because none of my socks ever match now.
Kids do that now.
They don't match.
And I think, like,
I'm just giving up.
I think parents started the trend to make the kids wear the socks. But, like, kids don't care. You can see kids now wearing different shoes. Like, the you know, different shoes on each foot. Like, especially with Jordans, they'll interchange, like, the colors and crap. I'm like, boy, back in my day, you'd be called some choice words.
Oh, you still really for fun. And then we wouldn't mean it that way. We mean it a different way to justify it that way. By saying it.
Like the South Park episode, for sure.
She likes a man who's... butt cracked is a little chapped on either side.
Ooh.
And a slow hand.
Mm-hmm. It's like he wipes from side to side.
To hell. From front to back, that was so last year. We're going side to side these days, boy.
I'm like it.
Do it.
Don't think. Just talk. Don't filter it.
I like a man that doesn't have toilet paper.
Because I'm the creepy brother, remember? I like a pair of underwear that looks like if you dropped 2 pounds of roast beef in a tube sock.
Oh, my God. You have me at dirty sheets.
Oh. This face I got right now is just wonderful.
Oh, man, I might be picturing that. I'm like, man, that'd be fun.
Oh, God, man.
I like a man with a dirty floor.
This makes it sound awful. I like it if it looks like you took 8 pieces of Bubblicious, shoot it up, and dropped it in the floor of a barbershop.
Oh, God, boy. All right, that's it.
You won.
Chicken dinner
I'm
for
leaving.
You, friend.
I'm leaving.
Have you met my sister?
No,
she's
my
creepier than I am.
Who used my wash rag? Who did it? It was one of you. Yeah. That was my jack rag. I just want you to know.
She wore it on her face like a skull bandit.
There's the one who left the brushes in the barber saw.
This bitch in there putting pickles on her eyelids trying to look younger.
Pickles. Oh, God. Ow.
Okay. We
no
do
more.
This forever.
No more. No more.
We'd do it forever.
I
we'd slow down
the flow.
The Southern workforce
we
if
we
did
no
it.
Flow.
How do you choke without even eating?
I don't believe you, first off.
Very easily.
Yeah. All right.
If your ears had an ass, they'd be kicking it right now. Ow! The Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.